welcome to your Giants in 90. Nina Marks here with Paul Dottino. And, of course, the Giants, their offense looked good in Buffalo. Eli Manning spoke to the media yesterday, said they've got to keep that momentum going.
I think we got to prepare the same way. We got to understand that, you know, just a few weeks ago we were, we were having to grind to get out of that circumstance. And I think that's kind of, you know, the way San Francisco is going to be coming in. They're fighting and they're going to be grinding to get a win. And we got to keep that, kind of match that same intensity. And our preparation's got to be great. We got to come out playing hard and playing determined to keep this thing going and to get a win.
Paul, I'm sure a big reason why we're seeing a lot of progress with the offense is that Eli's getting the time. I mean, the pass protection has been quite good.
It really has. You're talking about less than a handful of sacks so far this year. And, you know, they've gone up against some pretty good defensive fronts. I mean, Buffalo's front is ferocious. And Eli only got sacked once, and it was on a safety blitz where they had a missed read. So the offensive line has absolutely done its job and then some in terms of keeping him upright.
And on top of that, the way the 49ers play defense, can we expect maybe a little bit more screen action, some plays, really getting Shane Vereen into the mix?
Well, they're very aggressive with their front seven, specifically their linebackers. And that is the best way to burn the linebackers when they take on that blitz, because you want to be able to hit them with that screen. I thought, quite frankly, Vereen would have a bigger role against Buffalo, but they didn't need him. The receivers got the job done.
Well, Paul Dottino and Howard Krause are going to continue to talk about this matchup on Big Blue Kickoff Live, coming your way right here on Giants.com at high noon. Make sure you tune in.